Tech is a bi-weekly podcast exploring the intersections of technology and ministry. It is part of the podcast network sponsored by Wells, the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Our show today is hosted by Martin Spriggs and Sally Draper. Welcome back to Wells Tech, everybody. This is episode 736, and we're recording it on October 25th, 2024. My name is Martin Spriggs, and this is a show about technology and ministry and where those two intersect. Really happy that you're joining us today, and I'm also happy that I'm joined once again by my co-host and podcasting partner, Sally Draper. Hello, Sally.
Hi, Martin, coming to you from sunny North Mankato, where
is it?
Okay. We're going to finish out October with record high temperatures, I believe. Wow.
Is that right? Nice.
Yeah. I keep saying, this is it. We're done. We're going to have fall now. And then they predict some more upper 70s to 80s temps in the future. So
yeah.
You just never know. It's nice to have a friend that monitors that for you. I don't know if you're Facebook friends with Mike Plucker. But he's right here close by to me in New Ulm, teaches at St. Paul's in New Ulm, and he is a weather guy. So
he's a STEM guy, so it fits right in. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm always getting like the inside scoop and some really cool details about the weather. So
nice. How are the fall colors over there doing?
Well, they are definitely showing off. That's how they are. And I'm down in what's called Lower North. I'm down in the valley close to the river. And if you go to the top of the hill and look down, it's just stunning. It really is. Just pick a road and drive down it.
God's painting a picture for us.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
For sure.
Yeah. It's very, I think Northern Wisconsin's probably past or at peak. We're just kind of getting there here. So it's kind of nice too. But you never know with the seasonal, ups and downs, what you're going to get each and every year. But we're supposed to have a nice weekend too. So, but you and I are in our offices, and we felt that it might be kind of a nice, maybe easy show to do, just kind of sharing with folks how we spend our days and what we look at and the tools we use to I was going to say make the magic happen, but I don't know if there's a lot of magic going on. But, what we're doing is we're podcasting and, doing our day-to-day business. So it's always kind of nice. That's kind of a thing on YouTube, people showing off kind of their desk setups. And not that we're showing off here, but it's kind of where we live. And we thought that might be helpful for some to know some of the things that we use to be productive. So we took a few pictures. I've got a home and work office. I usually work from the work office here in Waukesha, but at least once a week, I try and be home, especially when I'm doing any kind of recording. So I have more control over the environment around me. The HVAC and things are under my control more at home than they are at work here. So I'll share a few things from both of those. And Sally, you are a work from home gal, so you've got you go to the same place every day, and I think it'd be interesting for our viewers or listeners to, and these will all be in the show notes to see what you're looking at each and every day.
No matter what you do, I think motivation is a key, and even though this is kind of a hardware, environment kind of discussion, I think all of those things influence your motivation, especially for me working from home without interaction with real people.
Yep.
I think the things I do in the area around me have a big impact on how well I do my job.
Yep, for sure. So again, all this will be in the show notes. We'll probably include in, much to Sally's chagrin, some gruesome details about some of the things on our desks and the things that we use. We won't mention all those, but we'll hit some of the highlights. And many of these things, as I was putting down my list, we've talked about before. They're sprinkled throughout Wells Tech history as we make them our picks, or we talk about different items that make a difference in our work lives. So, and I've been a really strong proponent to anybody I really talk to about productivity that, you are a knowledge worker and the tools that you have around you are important to that process. And you shouldn't try and, if you can, get by on a shoestring. It's something that you have to live with, touch, experience every day. So, a little investment is encouraging, should be encouraged, and let those who make those decisions know that this is important stuff. So, or if you're the one making the decisions, make those wisely. Because limping along with a crummy keyboard or mouse or monitor day after day is not a, it's not something you look forward to doing, right?
Yeah, that's true. And for me personally, I have, two work areas in my home. I get up from my work computer and I often end up sitting in front of my personal computer, which is downstairs. And I can tell the difference. The quality's not quite the same downstairs, and things do limp a little bit more than they do up here in my home office. So I appreciate
I'm
the
glad we're
investment
taking
in
care
it.
of you. Yeah.
Yeah,
Good,
it
good.
makes a difference.
So let's start. I maybe would start with my work office. And my most recent addition is a standing desk. And I think the on again, off again desire to, I wouldn't say be healthy, but practice a healthier day is kind of behind this. And so I don't know that I stand all day, but this at least enables me to do that. So the desk that I got to open up the link now, so I didn't put the name of it in the show notes, is an Ergotron WorkFit TL standing desk converter. It's not a regular standing desk per se. It's not a standalone standing desk. It's one you put on your desktop. So this would work well for your office if you have a regular desk. And this just kind of converts it. And one thing I like about it is it's super sturdy and the lift mechanism, it's manual. They make them electronic as well, but this you can kind of pull the levers up and there's it's got a strong spring under it and get you to the right height. And then when you're got it in the lowered position, just kind of a keyboard tray and kind of a nice experience. Comes this one at least comes in a couple different colors and widths. I think there's a white and a grayish charcoal, which is the one that I've got. So I'm enjoying it so far, but we'll see if the discipline continues. I'm sitting right now at my standing desk, but I think later today, depending on how the spirit moves me, I'll be standing. So that is probably the thing that has changed the most recently, because that does require some changes in how you set things up. So.
Sure. I see that you're facing a wall, and I think that's really nice for a standing desk scenario because I've seen people with a desk, that faces their door so they can talk to the people as they come in. And then there's this kind of large thing in between you and them and stuff. So I think it works well in your office. Maybe different scenarios would work in different
Yeah.
setups or whatever.
One thing that goes along with that, which I've had for quite a while, the lamp that if you look at the picture, there's this disc kind of hovering over like a halo over my desk. That's a Loom Cube lamp. Basically, it's on an arm. It's got a clamp at the bottom. And the light itself is an LED, which you can change the color of, which is kind of nice depending on what other ambient light you have going on. I got it mostly for podcasting, but I keep it on all the time because it lights the surface, the desk surface, and it's totally customizable from, like I say, the color of the light, the intensity of the light, and it also has a it plugs in obviously, and it has a USB port, a charging port on it. So if you wanted to plug something in, the reason that it works well in the standing sit stand desk scenario is it can clamp right onto the desk itself. So if the desk goes up, it goes up with you, which is kind of nice. So lighting's really important, and that's one thing that I don't have a lot of control over in this office. We've got the fluorescent lights, and like many offices do, but this gives me a little bit of control over the task lighting.
Nice. Yep. I wrote down sunshine in mine. I think you'll see that when we get to my picture, but actually I worked in a basement with no windows at one point, and it makes a huge difference to have the proper light, that's for sure.
Maybe just a couple other highlights of my off at my work office, the Synod office setup. We've talked about, my use of a trackpad and the keyboard. I use a Logitech keyboard, a little more, they call it a gaming keyboard. And as I mentioned with the Logitech references in the past, they do some great gaming stuff, although I don't game at all. But I like the feeling and the portability and just the feel of their keyboard. So that's the G915 keyboard. It's a gaming keyboard, but so it has all the flashing lights, and you can tell it you to rotate between different LEDs, and kind of cool. But I just kind of like the feel. And then maybe to round out my work office setup. The monitor, I would say, I've used a number of monitors in the past, but I almost always stick to Dell monitors. I'm looking at a Dell monitor now, regardless of whether I'm using a Mac or PC, and I primarily use a Mac, but I find the quality and the durability of Dell monitors, and that's kind of what we lean toward for most of our Synod office purchases too. To be pretty good. They're just good general office monitors. And this particular one, I don't think I put the specific reference in here, kind of acts as a hub as well. So you don't need a hub if you use these kinds of monitors that kind of have it built in. So you can plug in an Ethernet cable, you can plug in different kinds of USBs, HDMIs. All kinds of ports on the back. This just kind of keeps the desk a little bit cleaner, so you don't have an additional hub that you have to worry about. You just kind of use the monitor as the hub. So,
And I must compliment you. You have a very clean desk. So
well, that's
good
for the
job, Martin.
picture primarily, but we try. So,
Okay.
Sally, you want to talk through what you're looking at?
Sure. I have a photo of my home office as well. I did do a tad bit of cleanup. Interestingly, yeah, this is kind of my command center for upstairs. And so I have a tiny mix of real life in the picture, and there are several llamas. If anybody wants to identify how many, that would be a
That'd
great
be
trivia
a
question.
drinking game. Yeah.
Yeah. I do not have a Dell monitor. I have an Asus monitor, and I'm really happy with it. It's
Good. Yeah,
super
Ace is a good
crisp and does
company.
a great job. My laptop is to my right, and the huge thing for that is that it's on a laptop stand. I noticed yours was as Or yours is on your desktop there at work. But I love the fact that I have my laptop up more in line with my monitor. It's more of a secondary thing for me to like keep my Teams channels open and things like that. But it is at a great eye level with the stand. And then I have that extra desk space basically underneath it that I make use of for post-it notes and my headphones and things like that. So
Pen and
it, it
paper activities.
Yeah, lots of paper. Yeah, and you see post-it notes and a pen laying there on my desk. I don't think I saw any pens or
I
paper on your
didn't.
desk. I have talked recently about my silent mouse. So I have a an M, I want to say 340 silent mouse, and I'm more in love with it now than I was when I purchased it a few months ago. So I'm very stealthy about my clicks. That's fun. And I've also talked in the past about my chiclet keyboard. So I like a pretty tiny keyboard. It doesn't have a number pad on the side or anything. Wireless, Bluetooth, and just fits me well. I have a parallel one downstairs at my personal computer because then I don't have to have any different feel or anything. I can move my keyboard out of the way if I need more desk space or whatever. One thing I mentioned or thought about as I was considering what I'm looking at each day is that I really enjoy having a keyboard tray and being able to get that out of the way, have it not take up room on my desktop because I need lots of room for all the post-it notes I write. I enjoy my desk, and it's not anything fancy, but it feels a bit elegant to me to be able to close things away and have it look a little bit cleaner without the keyboard and mouse in the way. In the photo, you might notice that I also have a water dispenser down on my right, sitting on the floor, which
A
is really
5 gallon
nice.
jug there, it looks like.
I
You drink a
do.
lot
It's
of
like a
water.
big, dispenser that you'd have on a water tank kind of thing. But I bought this USB powered pump basically for it with a little spigot, and I have water anytime I need it, which I drink a lot of water, and clean water in our house is filtered on the lower level, and so this gives me clean water upstairs, easy to
Nice.
get to.
Yeah.
And then I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Finally, the thing you can't see in the picture is probably my favorite thing of all, and that's that I'm sitting on a purple chair cushion. And I've had that for over a year now, and it makes all the difference. If you are a sitting person, it definitely ups your ability to handle being in that chair all day long, every day. I don't think I could go back to doing life without a nice cushion. It really makes a difference. So,
Yeah.
again, sunshine is a big part, and llamas are a big part, and this is my happy space.
You
I
are
don't.
facing a window there. That's kind of nice. I mean,
Yep.
my office here, yeah, I've got to kind of crank my neck around the corner because I have an internal office here in the Senate office, but I can see outside if I look around the corner here. But it's nice to be able to look straight ahead and see sunshine.
Yep, and not shown in the picture behind the clothes rack on the left is another window. So I have two windows available to me,
Nice.
which is really nice. And it does make a difference to have that sunshine coming in for sure. Make it a
Okay.
priority.
I noticed your microphone arm right there. Does that always live there, right by your side there?
No, when we're not podcasting, I can
You pull
easily
that
just slip
down.
it out and put it
That's nice.
away. So there's a clamp on the desk there. It's not really easy to see, but that stays in place, so I don't have to reconfigure it every time. I just slip the arm out and put it up in the cabinet, and it's out of the way. So,
Nice.
yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, nice environment. Nice little corner of the world. You've decorated it nicely with llamas and baskets and such. This
Yep.
is what I would expect of you, Sally.
That's a
Nice.
llama basket, by
I
the
see that. Yes.
way. Shout out to Sharon, who's lovely and surprised me with that one day.
Awesome.
Our desk greeter, when you come in the CMM, she sent me a lovely llama basket.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. My home office. We moved a couple years ago, and I really struggled in my old house to find a home office space, and that was a real challenge with COVID, as everybody was trying to figure out what their home office would be, where they could actually spend some time. So I was in a third bedroom. I was in a off the front kind of living room on a folding table. I mean, it was just not a great environment. So here I kind of share my home office space with a sunroom, which is awesome. You can't really tell on the picture, but off to my left and behind me, it's all windows. So it's an awesome environment, and really enjoy working in there. And maybe a couple things to call out about this setup is I kind of built my own desk with, as a lot of people do, with IKEA pedestals. And the pedestals, I think, are called the Alex drawer sets, and they come in different configurations. These happen to be the charcoal ones. So I got two of those, and then I went to Home Depot and got some butcher block 6 foot slab, and finished it. My son was around, I think, visiting with us, and I enlisted his aid because he's a nice woodworker. So we finished it off nice and just kind of perch it on top of those two. And it's kind of a nice wide surface. It doesn't give me like a keyboard drawer or anything, but don't necessarily need that. And then just a nice wide work surface and keeps the room airy. And that's one of the things. If you've got a home office set up in an area that's more public, you have to kind of make some design decisions about what you put on there and how you can store things away so that the spouse does not go ballistic. So this was a happy medium. So you'll notice that there's a nice, what's called an architect's lamp on my desk. That was, I think, from Crate and Barrel. Not the cheapest lamp in the world, but super functional. One nice thing about that lamp is that the top, there's a little ratchet on the top where you can direct it more toward you. So that's helpful for podcasting or when it's darker in the morning, I'll kind of direct that more directly at me, and then I have a it's got dimmable capabilities, so it serves a couple different purposes, and then it looks nice when it's kind of in its regular position. Another nice thing about it is has a plug on the back and a USB port on the back, so it's double duty, so it's kind of a nice addition. One item on there, which I haven't talked about, I don't think, on the podcast, a fairly recent addition. I had a pretty old monitor there, probably 10, 12 years old. I don't know if I call it upgraded, but I swapped out for a different monitor, again, a Dell. And this is the Dell. Let's see, do I have it in here? Yes, it's called the, just opening up the web page, the dual up monitor. And what makes this kind of unique is it's a vertical monitor. It's taller than it is wide. So I think it's like 28 by, what is it? 28 by 24, 28 high by 24 wide. And I actually really like how that works for me because a lot of the things that I'm working on are documents. Or if I'm doing coding, it's all text. And the vertical nature of this setup really works well for kind of those longer documents. You do a lot less scrolling. You can see more on the screen. And when you want to do double screens, you can kind of put one on the top and one on the bottom, and you get the kind of the full width. So really like it. It's not that expensive a monitor. I think it was like $500, something like that. But that's a little bit different. And then I don't know if there's anything else super special. This is my podcasting area, so I've got a microphone and microphone arm there. It's also where I do the Bible readings as well. So just kind of a nice environment to do that. I also have the monitor on an arm, so I can move that around a little bit and keep things off the desk. But that's my home office setup. So, and I put some other things in the I'll put some other things in the show notes about cable management, and there's a desk pad, and I even put the chair I use on there, which is kind of important too. So,
You didn't mention the beautiful artwork, but that makes it a happy place as
oh,
well.
right. Yeah, right in front of me is a wall. If you're not looking, if you're just listening. And so I put artwork right centered kind of on the desk. That is actually a picture of Ephraim in Door County. A painting we bought long ago that we framed, and or it's a print, that we put on the wall there. So, but that's kind of my little happy place. I enjoy it. So,
And that's what makes it motivating and makes
right.
your work more enjoyable all around. So it's a full package, and I think you've done well. The portrait direction monitor definitely caught my eye when I saw this picture. So
I like
I'd
it.
like to have that experience, given all the different windows I often have open to look at different things. But
Lot of people do that. They'll invert their regular monitors, but that makes it pretty skinny. This is kind of made for this know,
a bit
this
wider.
format, but yeah, I like it. So,
Very nice.
all right. If anybody wants to share feedback or share the pictures of their home office setup, you're more than welcome to do that. We'll share those with the class. Just go to wellstech.wells.net. That's our show notes page where all this stuff will be as well. And leave a comment, send us an email, wellstech@wells.net. Post on social media if you like. All of our links are there on the page at the top too. So, very good. Kind of fun stuff. We thought this would be a kind of a just a fun episode where we share what we wake up to and what we say goodbye to at 4 or 5 or whenever.
Oh, I know. I was thinking of one other thing about my home office, and that there's no janitor that cleans it up. And so
Right.
I make it through the week without emptying my trash until Fridays. But Friday, I have a routine so that I'm always, consistently keeping things cleaned up and dusted off a bit. So
Nice.
it's a
All
home
right.
office job as well.
All right, let's move on to the next segment of our show, which is always the ministry resource. Sally, what are we going to share with the good folks today?
Well, today we have an article from ReachRight. It's titled 16 Unique and Thoughtful Church Welcome Gifts. Does your congregation give gifts to visitors? Our congregation does. So this kind of hit a nerve with me. There's different videos and things you can watch, but according to ReachRight, 16 church welcome gift ideas include a church welcome kit or a bag of goodies, customized Bibles for a church, maybe a worship music playlist, a t-shirt, a coffee mug, a gift card of some type, a potted plant or flowers, recognizing new members with a welcome meal or whatever, and then maybe some bookmarks or subscriptions. So you can check out that list and the links they have and things like that as well. But I did want to share what our church does. So this is our guest table. It's in the narthex right outside the worship area. And there's a sign up that says, guests, feel free to take a gift. We're happy you're here. And we do offer full NIV Bibles, as well as just the Gospel of John, a small booklet that they can take with just the Gospel of John. We have a copy of the small catechism, different promotional type things like a brochure about our school or things about our kids' ministry, a card, a business card or a magnet kind of thing. One thing that we offer is a water bottle with our church logo on it. So a pretty decent, full size stainless steel water bottle. That's a really nice gift and something people will remember you by. But then another thing that's on the table, and actually it's on my water bottle right here, which doesn't show real well, is some vinyl clings. So stickers and vinyl are very popular. So getting some of those made so people can take a vinyl cling for their own water bottle is a cool gift as well. So that's just some ideas from St. Paul's and North Mankato. But I'm really curious if your church does welcome gifts for new members, for visitors or guests, what kind of things you do. So
Nice.
some
Very nice.
ideas.
So I'm assuming that maybe the greeters or whoever is kind of trained to get people to get some of that information or those gifts to people. So that's part of the process too. Sure.
Yep, and Pastor regularly announces it at the end of service
Oh,
as
nice. Yeah,
well.
yeah. Good.
So
Good, good.
it's close by. He's kind of looking at it because it's at the far end of the church, and so easy to remember and direct people that way.
Very nice. All right. Next segment of our show, one of our favorites, is our picks of the week. Sally, what caught your attention this week?
Well, I was thinking about what's handy on my desktop, and I realized that one of the best things that I do is just a keyboard shortcut, and it's the Windows or Start key plus V on my PC. So Control V, you might know, is a paste function, and it pastes the last thing that you copied to your Windows clipboard. But this Windows key plus V pace gives you a list of all the things you've copied to your keyboard in the session that you're in. So if you've shut your computer down and brought it back up or whatever, it forgets that clipboard stuff. But during the time that you're on your computer, you might copy and paste a lot of different things, and you might want to get back to something you copied maybe 3 times ago, and it's lost because your most recent copy is on your clipboard, but not with this functionality. Windows or Start key plus V gives you a list on the screen. I think the very first time you do it, you have to say yes, enable this functionality. And then from then on, it just gives you this list, and you can click on anything in the list. You can scroll down it to the 42nd thing that you copied a long time ago and be able to paste it. So it's saved me a lot of time, and sometimes it saves me because it has the link that I need or the information that I need that I've lost for some reason. And so just a really powerful tool for me. So I wanted to mention that again. I think it's been a pick of the week of mine in the past, but definitely something I think of as far as productivity at my computer. And then one more, I'll take two for one today. And I just wanted to mention that oftentimes I use Pandora as background music. So I enjoy having just some very quiet music playing in the background. Maybe I'm humming along a little as I'm doing my day-to-day task or whatever. And I have my friend, I'll say her name real quietly, Alexa, in the room, who can respond to my request for that music and play it in the background. So, those are two things that keep me motivated and productive throughout the day.
I will say, being a Mac user, the multiple clipboard manager process is not very good. You have to actually use a third-party tools to do that. So there is no built-in, as far as I know, any clipboard managers like Windows has. So that's a great
That's it for me.
advantage.
I can't do Mac, like
Right?
I need this.
Not enough reason. All right. Good. My pick of the week is actually I won't call it a case, but I guess that's the closest thing to a case you can get for your iPhone. It's the Nomad Magnetic Leather Back. So some people don't put any cases on their phones. Others put, OtterBox kind of cases where it can withstand a drop of 20 feet. I'm kind of somewhere in between. I like the lightness without a case, and I like to be able to kind of feel the buttons, on my phone. I do put usually a front screen on it, but this back basically is just that. This happens to be a leather one. And it just magnetically attaches. There are some stickies in the corner just to kind of keep it totally secure, although I don't know if it would need it. But it protects the back. It's made of a nice leather. It obviously has a cutout for the camera, but it's kind of a nice look. It fits, it looks like it's part of the phone, but it does not really protect the front or the edges. So if you're a dropper, or prone to abusing your phone, then this maybe isn't for you. But this back gives you a little bit of a grip, and it also looks nice, smells nice. I love the smell of leather. I've always used or many most phones I've had leather cases on them, but this is more minimal, nice quality, and just kind of plops on the back and just kind of lives there. It does give a little bit of protection to the camera bump, as it's got a cutout for that and then a plastic ring surrounding it, so it keeps it off of the surface. But loving it. Looks good and super easy to put on, take off if you want to take it off. And it is MagSafe, so if you want to charge still through the back or put it on some kind of accessory, it still works with that. So my pick of the week.
Very nice. If only they had a llama version.
Yeah, well, you get one of those vinyl clings, put them right
There
on
you
there.
go. Full circle it comes.
Exactly.
Good
So,
job.
all right, let's move on to community news and feedback.
Sure, we want to make mention that Wells has started a national online teen Bible study. I think I read somewhere that it was a teen's idea to do this, to connect in this way. The first session is coming up on November 10th, and it'll be at 6 o'clock Central Time. And the topic is Passing the Test, a story of how to live by faith. So we will definitely have a link. It might be actually the second time they've met. I probably stated that wrong. But anyway, we'll definitely have a link in the show notes where you can learn more and get registered. Not intended to replace your local Bible studies or anything like that, but just a neat opportunity to connect with teens from across the country and actually around the world, which is super impressive.
Nice. Yeah.
Yep.
But just working with that group, because they use Zoom for that, and we added a little bit of an add-on to our Zoom install to allow for text messaging reminders. That was a request from the teens, which makes a lot of sense. They live on their phones, and it'd be nice for them to get notified that, hey, this is starting right on their phones too. So
Excellent.
neat ministry.
Yeah. So, Martin, I believe in the last show, I had a pick of the week of a bingo generator for just a fun game, maybe for youth group or Sunday school activities or something like that. And we heard from listener Paula Schulzel about that. She said that they learned at their school that. Where they have an annual family bingo event, been going on for 5 years or so. They found out that you need to have a special license to host a bingo event like that, because it's considered gambling. Many people have gambling involved in their bingo events, I guess. Who knew? So we probably would have never thought of that. I know I didn't when I made it a pick of the week. She says they certainly didn't, but to be legal, a license is needed. It might
If
be
you're giving away
specific to,
prizes, yeah.
to your certain area, but you should be aware and look into that if you're holding an event. So, just a good mention from Paula. If anybody's interested in doing those kind of events, maybe check it out with your local area.
It is a game of chance, obviously. So if you're giving away a prize for the winner, then that makes sense. And I think other congregations have done kind of more of a raffle approach, which doesn't qualify. Anybody can win. There's an equal chance, but interesting. Yeah, you should pay attention to those laws.
Sure.
I wanted to also in this segment call your attention to a recent video that I came across related to the Logos Bible software. They have a new version out. I don't know that it's got a version number, but it's a significant update, and it includes AI technology in Logos, which is can be a game changer. If you watch the video, he talks through the different things that you can now do using the materials that you already own. So it's really, kind of laser focused on the commentaries and the resources that you have in your Logos library. And if you've ever used Logos, it's there is a plethora of content there for you to consume and try and wrangle if you're looking for doing a Bible study or a word study or a sermon study. AI could be super helpful in helping you summarize different things and find different things even. So this video does a nice job. It's about a 15-minute walkthrough of some of the new AI features. So thought I'd put a link there for this walkthrough video. So
I thought we might make it all the way through a show without mentioning AI. Today's world, we have to talk about AI quite regularly.
and that's a nice segue to the next time we get together, we're going to welcome Professor Doctor, right? Dr.
Right.
James Karlofsky from Martin Luther College, talking about AI, and he's done a lot of work recently, working with people on campus and off to help them figure out what AI's benefits are for our educators. So stay tuned for a conversation with James the next time we meet and talk about AI.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. All right. You got something else, Sally?
I thought it might be appropriate to show our Wells Tech website because there is something a little bit different about it this
Oh,
week.
yeah.
We often point people here, wellstech.wells.net. That's where you can get all, now it'll be 736 episodes of Wells Tech history for many, many years. And you can also send us a voicemail or use our social media links, send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. Look forward to it. But the thing that's different about it, I noticed recently, is that the display of the Google Calendar, which has our upcoming show topics, has been refreshed. And I honestly, I don't think it's changed the whole time we've done
Yeah, I
Wells
think
Tech.
you're
We've had the
right.
same look of the Google Calendar, and all of a sudden, it's got a little modern feel to it. And so maybe you have a Google Calendar on your church or school website, and it might have changed as well. So check it out and see what you think. In general, I think it's a little, there's a lot more white space now. It seems like it's a little bit more space between things. So I'm not seeing as many things as I did before, but there's a easy way to scroll down the list and see different things. And so I like the new look. It's a
I do
bit of a
too.
modern touch.
Yep.
So.
About time. Nice. All right. I want to thank everybody for joining us this week. We really do respect and appreciate the time that you've set aside to listen or watch our show. Really appreciate that. Share the news that this exists and increase the Wells Tech reach. And come back next time for our conversation with James. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.